Jesus taught us to pray, Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let's read together a summary of what this prayer means, and you'll find that in the back of your Psalter hymnals, Lord's Day 52, question and answer 127. That's found on page 896 in the back of the Trinity Psalter hymnal. What does the sixth petition mean? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil means we are so weak that we cannot stand on our own for a moment. And our sworn enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, our own sinful nature, never stop attacking us. And so, Lord, uphold us and make us strong by the power of your Holy Spirit, so that we may not be defeated in this spiritual fight, but may firmly resist our enemies until we finally win the complete victory. Let's read together from God's Word, Ephesians 6. There we read together the protection we are to pray for, the spiritual protection that we are to pray for. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. You'll find that on page 1824 in your pew Bibles. Page 1824. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. May God bless this word to our hearts and lives, congregation. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, as Christians, we underestimate especially these two things about prayer. One, we underestimate the power of prayer. Will prayer really do anything for us? Or better, will God really reach down out of heaven with His hand and work for us in answer to our prayers? Will God really do something? Is prayer effective? And we need to be reminded of what James says. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. As Paul said to the Corinthians, you helped us through your prayers. The other thing we tend to underestimate is not just the power of prayer, but our need. Our need for prayer. I think this is the bigger problem. We don't really feel a need for it, so we're lazy in it. I'm okay. I mean, there are dangers out there, but I'm not in any real danger. My life is fine the way it is. And we don't see just how much danger we're really in and how weak and compromised and stagnant we really are. And how desperately we need God's help right now. Or else we're going to fall away. Jesus said to his three closest, strongest disciples, Peter, James, and John, watch and pray lest you fall into temptation. So brothers and sisters, we need to protect ourselves and one another through prayer. And that's what Jesus was saying when he said to his disciples, pray then this way, our Father in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Protect yourselves through prayer. Protect yourselves from the evil one and from all evil through prayer. Because number one, we're in great peril. We face a great peril. Number two, therefore we must seek a much greater protection in hope of the greatest promise of all, complete deliverance. We're in great peril. God has provided a far greater protection, and therefore we must pursue His greatest promise of all, complete victory. Well, first, when Jesus taught us to pray, Heavenly Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. He taught us, as His disciples, you are facing great peril, great danger. Danger from the outside, danger from the inside. We can see it all around us, and we can see it in us. Christians have become careless in our culture. We are compromising doctrinally. We're compromising morally. Christians are falling away from Christ left and right in what they believe and how they live, even though they imagine that they're walking with Jesus. I'll give you a couple of examples close to home. A recent study from the Pew Research Center of conservative Presbyterian and Reformed churches like us shows that over 50% of millennials and of Generation Z in conservative Presbyterian Reformed churches are changing their views of homosexual marriage and transgender living, believing that Jesus accepts this lifestyle. Over 50%. A reputable study firm, the Pew Research Center. And what we're doing is separating Jesus from His Word. Jesus accepts this lifestyle. We know the Bible doesn't, but we just follow Jesus as if Jesus isn't talking to us anymore through the Bible. Another study shows that Christians from Bible-believing evangelical churches are going to church less than less. The average now is 2 times per month. 2 times per month. While we go and pursue the rest of our hobbies and pleasures, the rest of the time, we face great peril. The older generation does. The love of money and pleasure is as much in your bones as in mine, the middle generation, and the younger. The challenge we're facing is this. Are we changing with the world, or are we being changed by the Word? Which is it? We're in great peril. And we need to protect ourselves through prayer. And that's the message of Christ in the prayer He taught His disciples. It's a message He taught also through Paul, His servant. Paul's theme in Ephesians 6. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Don't lean on your own strength in your spiritual journey. And the first thing the apostle says here, it's the devil. Why do you have to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might? Because the devil is scheming against you, brothers and sisters, and against me to take us down. Oh yes, Paul says, we battle flesh and blood. We battle people who hate the gospel. We battle the cultural trends of the new morality. We battle books and ideas and philosophies and games and distractions that are hollow and deceptive and tempt us to put our trust in man and to love ourselves and to pursue the three great idols of our time. Remember the three R's? The three great idols of our time? Riches, recreation, and relationships. To put our security and look for satisfaction in these. But behind all this flesh and blood reality of people and the world, Paul says our battle is against a greater enemy, the evil one, Satan, the fallen angel who's the leader of the host of demons. He calls that the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, verse 12. That's where the front line of the battle is. The devil uses people, trends, pressures of our culture to assault us, to worm and sneak his way into our lives through our own personal weakness, our sinful nature, and to smuggle his lies into our desires and form and shape our desires in a worldly way. We just want life to be easy. We just want to be comfortable. We want to be accepted. We don't want to be in trouble with the government and We want to keep our taxes and status as a church. Peter says, be sober-minded, be watchful. And watchful means prayerful in the Bible. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. You're not the only ones going through this. All your brothers and sisters around the world face this great peril of the evil one and his schemes. 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. James says it too. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. The double direction a Christian needs to fight. Resist the devil. Draw near to God. Those are the enemies without. But the greatest danger we need to pray about, the greatest peril against which we need protection, is within. The enemy within, our own sinful nature. Paul says that, be angry, but do not sin. Don't let the sun go down in your anger and give no foothold to the devil. When we let non-forgiveness, resentment, bitterness, grudges brood quietly within our hearts, we're opening the door and saying to the devil, come on in, make a home within me, make a nest, and cause trouble, wreak havoc in my life. That's what happens. The devil teams up with the world, the culture, and then pairs up with our sinful nature to make an overwhelming threesome against our souls. And make no mistake, we're no match for this assault against our faith. It will wear us down, and it will tear us down unless... And we have to make what the Catechism is saying on the basis of Scripture, make that our own confession of faith. We're so weak we cannot stand on our own even for a moment. And our sworn enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh never stop attacking us. And you can judge how well you see your own weakness by how much you pray for your own protection and the protection of others. We face great peril. What's going to happen to our faith? What's going to happen to the faith of the next generation? And what's going to happen to the faith of the generation after that? Oh, we need to pray for protection. We need to protect ourselves through prayer. This battle will wear us down. It'll tear us down unless, secondly, we run for that far greater protection that God provides. A protection that's far greater than the peril we face. That's the next thing Paul puts before us in this passage. There's a great enemy out there who looked for the opening in your own great weakness. But there's a greater power to protect you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the full armor of God. There is in the Lord Jesus Christ a protection that's far greater and more than a match for the enemy that we face. A protection that will cause us to endure to the end and the next generation's faith to be stronger than mine. So we can make progress in our faith and in our witness rather than be broken down, be built up. And Paul speaks here of a double protection. Let's look at both sides of the protection. First is the full armor of God. That's the first angle of the protection that God has provided. Put on the full armor of God. Buckle that belt of truth around your waist. That truth belt that keeps all the other weapons accessible, close at hand. So you're not saying, where's the helmet of salvation when I need it? No, everything is right there. And put on the breastplate of righteousness, shielding the vital organs of your spiritual life. And fit your feet with those spiked shoes of the gospel of peace that help you to dig in and take your stand when the enemy strikes. And hold out that shield of faith that believes without a doubt all that the Bible says and can answer the lies of Satan. And put on that helmet of salvation that trusts completely in the Lord's saving work as your mediator who died for you, who rose for you, and now intercedes for you at God's right hand. That Savior has given you a salvation that will take you to the end and bring you to glory, to complete victory. And grab that dagger, that sword of the Spirit, with which you can use the Word of God to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Well, what is this armor? It's just Jesus himself in his finished work. Put on Jesus. That's the way Paul says it in Romans 13. Put on Christ. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 59 that when God saw us lost in our sin and totally held captive by Satan's lies, and there was no way we could save ourselves, he strapped on his own armor. He dressed up as a soldier. And he came down to fight and destroy our sin and Satan's power. Jesus is the one who put on this armor to face the peril that we're in. The lies of Satan. The sinfulness of our flesh. The power of evil in the world. And he fought it. And he went to death on the cross for it, and then rose again in power. And he fought in faith. He trusted God for strength the whole way through. And now Jesus says, trust in me, and I'll share that armor with you so you can win too, like I did. So you can be a conqueror over your sin and over the world and over Satan. That's what it means to put on the full armor of God. Trust in Jesus and cling to his word of victory as your only protection. Stop trusting in yourself. And that's the first part of the great protection that he gives to us, the armor. The second is what? Prayer. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, says the hymn. And that's taken from Ephesians 6. And I've shown you this before, but I want to show you again. If you turn in your Bible to Ephesians 6. Please turn to Ephesians 6 again, verse 17. This is the way the Greek has it. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, comma, praying in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. In other words, it's saying, how do you take up the shield of faith? How do you take up the helmet of salvation? How do you take up the sword of the Spirit? By praying in the Spirit. That's how you run to refuge, or to Jesus for refuge against Satan's assaults and against the weakness of your own flesh. You pray on to yourself the armor of God. You pray on to yourself the protection of Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection and ascension. You draw near to him in prayer. Be aware of the perils, says Paul. Know that the Lord has provided you with powerful armor, protective armor. And then he says, thirdly, put that armor on with prayer. Pray in the Spirit. And that doesn't mean to suddenly elevate into some heavenly prayer language or strange breathing. That's what some people think it means to pray in the Spirit. Not at all. To pray in the Spirit means to pray that the Lord will cover you with his Spirit, fill you and protect you, and show you what you need to pray for, and give you strength to pray. That's what it means to pray in the Spirit. It means praying something like this, and starting every day like this. We lay our lives open before the Lord in the morning, before we go to school, before we go to work. Say, Lord, the powers of heaven and earth are lined up against me today. And inwardly, I'm so weak, I'm not strong enough to handle it. Step in, Lord. Step into my life and help me. Jesus, in heaven, pray for me. Intercede for me today. Fill me with your Spirit and equip me, and help me to say no when evil attractions come my way. Help me to say yes to all that is good and right. Help me to stay calm when the frenzy of worry beckons me. To remain gentle when something goes wrong and I want to lash out to somebody. Surround me. Help me to stand. Keep me from falling. I trust in you, my Savior, to give me everything I need to persevere today and to persevere to the end. You've promised not to let Satan snatch me out of your hand. I count on you, dear Jesus, to keep that promise today. Well, you've got to do it in your own words. But protect yourself through prayer. Because without the prayer of faith, we'll not stand. And God uses prayer to put on the armor and make us strong in the Lord. Again, it's not prayer by itself that's our strength, but prayer is running to the Lord for refuge and for His strength and His divinely powerful armor to cover us and protect us. But notice another thing in this much greater protection He provides. He says, not only pray for yourself, but on in verse 18, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray for your children too. Children, pray for your parents. They're being assaulted. Satan wants to wear them down so they don't train you. They give up on you. Pray for your parents. Pray for your brothers and sisters in your own family, and pray for your brothers and sisters in the congregation, especially when the Spirit is leading you to see the great danger, trouble, affliction that one of the saints is in. Make that person a matter of prayer in your life. Pray for all the saints. Be alert, not just for yourself, but those around you. That's part of protecting ourselves through prayer. It's plural. The Lord's Prayer is plural. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. Lead us not into temptation. We're together in this. And he goes on. Pray also for me, the Apostle Paul says, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Pray for your leaders, your deacons, your elders, your minister are constantly assaulted so that they fall down in their work. Satan assaults me so that I don't speak boldly and fearlessly as I should, so that I get it wrong and I speak lies. That's what he wants to do to me. Pray for me. That I don't fall doctrinally, that I don't fall morally. Protect yourselves, people of God, through prayer. Pray not only against sin, but Jesus said, pray even against temptation. Father, lead us not into temptation. In Gethsemane, Jesus commanded his disciples, pray that you may not enter into temptation. God may allow us to be tempted, to test our faith and build our resolve. But still, let's pray that he will protect us from many temptations. And he will answer that prayer. Jesus taught us to pray so. Well, brothers and sisters, are we praying for protection? Are you covering yourself with prayer? Are you covering your family with prayer? Are you covering your brothers and sisters with prayer? Your elders and deacons and minister with prayer? If we're not seriously putting on the armor of God with prayer, we're not going to survive. Our life will slowly or quickly slide toward compromise, toward superficial and heartless Christianity, and the love of this world, and the lack of love and interest in the Word of God and in Bible study will overtake us more and more. And we think we're strong, but actually we're slowly losing ground. And then the next generation will lose even more ground in this spiritual battle. Today, Jesus calls you to fight with prayer. He calls me to fight with prayer. To see how weak we are against the assaults of Satan. How strong Jesus is against those assaults. He's a mighty conqueror. And Paul says, when we're weak like this, seeing how incredibly weak we are personally, that's when we're strong. When I am weak, then I'm strong. When I'm weak and I look to Jesus for his power, then I'm strong. Strong in the Lord and able to take your stand. So, Lord, the Catechism puts the prayer so well, uphold us and make us strong by the power of your Holy Spirit, so we may not be defeated in this spiritual fight. And we pray for this protection, congregation, in the full confidence that the greatest promise is ours, thirdly. The greatest promise ever is hinted at in Jesus' prayer that he taught us. Heavenly Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That promise of complete victory. The promise of a day when Satan and all his hosts will be thrown into the lake of fire and never ever be able to bother us again. where the sinfulness of our hearts will be completely thrown away, done away with. And we're so sanctified that God is all in all in our lives. We won't even be tempted anymore, let alone fall prey to temptation. That's the complete victory. And when you lean on your mighty Savior, you may know now and be absolutely confident that this complete victory is yours. Your shepherd and Savior, through His armor, will lead you safely home, come hell or high water. He'll not let you go down to defeat. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. They'll never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand, says Jesus. My Father, who's given them to me, is greater than all. No one will be able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. When you commit your life to this Savior in a life of constant prayer, and that's what faith is. It's just that emptiness of self that every day rushes to the fullness of the Lord. The weakness of self that every day grabs onto the strength of Jesus. Because why? He went before us. And all the devil and all the world and all sin came crashing down on Him. And He fought in faith. He trusted in the Lord. He died for our sin and He rose again in victory. And now He's in heaven at God's right hand. And when you are connected to Him by faith, His victory He shares with you. As the apostle says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Put all the weight of your weak life on Jesus by praying for His protection. Protect yourselves through prayer. I don't know how many more assaults that you'll have to face in your life. And I don't know how many more temptations you'll have to endure. But I do know the battle is real and the fight will not be over till the Lord takes us home. So let's watch and pray. Put on the full armor of God. And take our stand, knowing that in Christ our victory is absolutely sure. We're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen. Lord, how can the church remain faithful? How can we hang on the truth in such a crooked and depraved culture as ours? When the enemy of truth is a lion prowling around seeking to devour us, how can we stand when the day is so evil? Teach us to put all our confidence in You and know that You are more than match for the evil that's inside us and the evil that's outside of us. So give us that weakness that makes us strong. Give to us that weakness that runs to Jesus for shelter, for strength and safety every day. Help us each, young, older, to protect ourselves through prayer. Prayer to You, our mighty Shepherd and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.